With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
Have you heard of NewsGuard? What is NewsGuard? NewsGuard is a US news ratings agency fact checker that about a year ago or so arrived in this part of the world. They make money from licensing their website ratings to advertisers in principle, so the advertisers can select safe sites on which to advertise. The NewsGuard browser extension is also built into Microsoft's Edge browser. And the rankings agency's third largest investor is Publicis Group, one of the world's largest and most influential public relations firm. So that's who NewsGuard are, and they seem to be having an effect here in New Zealand. Anna McLaughlin from NZDSOS joins us. Anna, thanks for coming on RCR.
You're very welcome.
Okay, so are you having problems with NewsGuard?
Well, I can't say that we're having problems with NewsGuard, but the timing seems quite coincidental with some of the issues that we've been having with regards to our social media, our website, since we've been contacted by them earlier this year.
What did they contact you about? What do they want to know? Were they just saying hi?
Well, they had quite a friendly sort of email interaction. The person who got in touch with us, they introduced themselves and they said they were currently working on updating NewsGuard's review of nzsos.com and had a few questions about the site. I found it quite interesting. First off the bat, they specifically asked, the site makes it clear that it is operated by New Zealand Doctors Speaking Out with Science, but it does not disclose any information about the group's financial supporters. That's
always the question. We get that a lot too. Like there's some big suspicious thing going on where, you know, dark money is in their fevered dreams. They kind of imagine this. Or is that the vulnerability they perceive?
It might be their perception there, but there is nothing to hide, and that's on our front page of our website. And if not, it's in our posts on our annual report. But we're sponsored and supported by everyday Kiwis in our nation who are concerned about what's happened over the past few years. There's no nefarious secret sponsorship going on there.
So what does that end up, how does that manifest itself, though? Because you talked about, you know, what a kind of a coincidental thing here. So how are you being, is throttled the word?
Yeah, well, it is. We're being shadow banned, as I suppose that you
okay.
Yeah. Social media world. Since we were contacted by them, they've a lot of our supporters have been emailing in saying that their site has been flagged as suspicious when they type in nzsos.com, that it might be a phishing site, the PH phishing.
Yep. Clearly, that's not the case, and you've got the history that shows that.
Yeah, well, we're certainly not selling or using anybody's information on our site. Yeah, and that sort of thing. But also our social media reach sort of went sort of about 35,000 people would see a post in December. And then by the end of January, it would be sort of 200 people.
So oh, wow. Okay.
When you coincidentally get contacted by this company in America.
Well, those sort of numbers, that sort of drop is out of this world.
Yeah, it's significant. And it's very frustrating. But you can understand when you look at their website and you see it sponsored by some of their partners are the US Department of Defense, the US Department of State, the National Security Network, the World Health Organization, the education arm of Microsoft and actual Microsoft itself. So you can see where that's coming from if our site is being flagged through their system.
Yeah. Do you think anyone in New Zealand has anything to do with that as well? There's the Disinformation Project. They probably don't like you. Do we know if these guys work together? They probably do.
We can never say for certain that they are all working together, but there seems to be too many coincidences, I guess, that happen when people get in contact with us. and then
very, it's all very strange. So are we, which social media platforms are we talking about specifically that you're being shadow banned on, throttled, whatever the word is?
Well, it's our website.
Oh, it's the website. Okay, I've got it.
No, it's both our social media and our website. Our website's had a few issues, but we're working through some of those. But our Twitter and our Facebook were particularly difficult.
Even with Elon Musk running Twitter.
Even with those free speech people. But there was an interesting person who blocked a whole lot of people earlier this year, Joanna somebody, I won't say her last name anyway, but Joanna someone who blocked a whole lot of freedom-minded people and groups on Twitter. And it was an interesting coincidence that a lot of our reach dropped around that time. And she works for the extremism group in New Zealand that's an anti-extremist. So I don't know what we're classed as with regards to...
Who are the extremists?
Yeah, being first do no harm and informed consent. I don't really think it's quite extreme, but yeah, she seems to think so.
So what do you think? Have you gone back to NewsGuard and asked them if they're responsible for this? Like, why are you doing this to us? Or would you? Would you consider doing that?
No, we haven't been in touch with them. We've just chosen to... put information on our website about what's happened in our experience. And then we actually asked for some help on social media. So it's really, really making a bit of a difference in the last few days. So thank you, everyone.
Okay, so how's that made a difference? Oh, because if you like or subscribe, does that sort of, is that like fighting back, pushing back using algorithms or something like that, is it?
Sure is. So like, subscribe, follow, retweet, quote tweet, share the posts, all of those things. And you can do so on our website as well at nzdsoes.com. You can subscribe on our homepage.
It's interesting. I read out that information before that originally it was set up so advertisers wouldn't be embarrassed by featuring on a web page, let's say, that was against the culture of the company or the people in it. But you're not seeking, you're not looking for advertising or anything like that, are you? So that's kind of a, like a very sort of wormy way of getting in.
Yeah, we specifically don't have any advertising through our website for that very reason there. So it is an interesting way that they're trying to manipulate their perspective to create something that is entirely untrue from our end of the story.
Mm. Yeah. It's interesting to know, and if people kind of want to help, like and subscribe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And maybe, first call your website more than anything, I suppose, or where would you like people to go first to visit before the social media?
There's a lot of information there that might be able to help people feel a little bit more encouraged in their perspective on what's been going on. And you can sign our declaration, you can sign up to our newsletter, but we're also on social media channels on Telegram, Twitter, and Facebook primarily. Yes.
All right, let's see what happens. Anna McLaughlin, NZDSOS spokeswoman. Thanks for coming on RCR. And, well, you know, let's hope you can win through on this one.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.